Welcome to Solo Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your solo cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
Welcome back to the Solo Cleaning School podcast. Before we go into Overthinkers Anonymous, I'll tell you about an overthinker. Let's do a Funny Papers edition. That would be Ken and his son Kenny about 4 years ago on a stakeout in the Hannaford grocery store, upstate New York. And I was teaching my son a lesson to never, ever, quote, unquote, invest in lottery tickets. They are not an investment. And maybe I shouldn't have done this as a dad, but it was so funny and so instructional all at the same time. What do we do? Well, we happen to be taking a Redbox movie back, slipping the Redbox into the slot. Next to the Redbox was a lottery machine, $20 to play. My son Kenny, what is that? Is that more movies? I said, no, Kenny, this is where dumb people waste their money. Okay, if you're out there playing the lottery, you take offense to that. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to tell you, because the chances of winning this stuff is so low, you're better off literally throwing your money out the window. Why do I know this? Well, I love my Nana. She played these machines her whole life, and she had lottery tickets every day of the week. She spent $100,000+ on lottery in her life, and she won back maybe 5%. And so to her, it was just something she enjoyed doing. So if you enjoy it, so be it. But don't ever think you're doing it because you're going to win the big one. Okay? You might as well just stand with a lightning rod. You'll get hit with lightning more easily. So here's what happened. Kenny, this is a dumb person box. People spend $5, $10, $20. They put it in the machine and then they never get their money back. And he's like, what do you mean? They just put money in there and they walk away? They just lose their money? Well, they actually get something in exchange for the money. It's a piece of cardboard that they scratch and then they throw their money away. And he's like, huh? And so I'm trying to explain how this works. And as we're walking toward the exit, a guy walks in. I'm like, ooh, Kenny, watch this. I think he might be going to get the lottery ticket. And so he does. He walks over to the lottery box. I said, Kenny, come here. And we went outside and we staked out at a position where shopping carts were blocking our view and we were positioned just eyeballs level so we could see through the glass into the area and we could see the lottery machine. We could see the guy slipping money into the machine, $20 bill, boom, out comes card. He takes said card, goes to table, he scratches again. Then he scratches his head. Then he scratches again. He throws his hands up. He takes the piece of cardboard, he throws it in the trash. He goes back, grabs it from the trash, examines it again. Maybe I made a mistake, he's thinking. Nope, he didn't. It's still trash. I said, Kenny, did you see that? He took $20 and he threw it in the trash. He said, no, he put the $20 in the machine. I said, is it any different? He put the $20 in the machine, which gave him a card. He put the card in the trash. He's like, I see your point. And so in the end, we got to watch this guy throw $20 away, and we were trying to come up with ways that we could have taken that $20 and turned it into an actual investment. I said we could take that $20 and instead of putting it in that box once per week, imagine if we invested that $20 in a stock market or in a mutual fund at, let's say, 8, 9, 10% return on interest. And that worked out to $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 of investment money at age 60. It was amazing. We also said, what if we didn't invest it? Would you rather throw your $20 in a machine and lose it? Or would you rather go next door to Pizza Hut and get a pizza? He said, Pizza Hut. I said, good, let's go to Pizza Hut. And we did. Okay, well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Overthinkers Anonymous. Would you please introduce yourself and let us know how you've been doing lately? Yes, hi, my name is Ken, and I'm an overthinker. I've been an overthinker for about 35 years, and I just want to thank you all for listening to my story. Okay, what the heck was that, are you thinking? Have any of you dealt with some of the 12-step programs personally, or maybe anyone in your family, Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous? There's these wonderful meetings people go to heal themselves of addictions. So I make a joke of this slightly, but really, I believe that this is an addiction. Overthinking is a problem. I believe it's a failure disease of many. The classic book by Dr. Schwartz, The Magic of Thinking Big, labels overthinking and procrastination as a failure disease. So I want to come to you in this episode and tell you that I am a recovering overthinker. Before I dive into the story of where this podcast episode originates, first, I want to define what I believe an overthinker is. I believe an overthinker is amazing at complicating the most simple task to the point that we cannot take any action to complete it. Did you hear me? Does that relate to you? There is the rare person that's the opposite. They can take the complex and they can make it simple and then take massive action. And these people, I believe, are the most successful in our society. Here's some examples of people like that. Whether you like him or not, I believe our president, Donald Trump, is a great example of this. He's a guy that takes complicated things, simplifies it, and takes a lot of action. Look at his Art of the Deal. You'll see that. My buddy and leader of the Total Life Freedom Mastermind community, Vincent Puglisi, is another example. He literally simplifies everything, and he doesn't understand why people like me manage to complicate everything. So overthinkers out there, are you connecting? I think you probably are. So again, unfortunately, I am an overthinker, and so are most of you. I recently had a new member join the Solo Cleaning School Elite membership. And as we are doing the final onboarding step, which is a 30 to 45 minute call, Carrie Miazono, she entrusted with me that she's an overthinker. Now, she's super bright and she's very coachable, and she's going to have a fantastic solo cleaning business, I'm sure of it. Carrie has just earned her black belt in Taekwondo. She instructs at the martial arts school of my dear friend Ken Hoops called Chanhassen Martial Arts in Chanhassen, Minnesota. She also works nights part-time just to pay the bills. And she's a mom. She's a warrior mom, and she's an awesome lady. She's super independent, and she is a perfect candidate, Ken thought, to starting a solo cleaning business. He had given her some cleaning to do at the gym for some extra money, and Carrie really liked the idea, and she wanted to learn more about it. Ken referred her to my podcast. Now, something that Carrie did, which I found extraordinary, she found my podcast, and she listened to it. Oh, not just one. She listened to the entire podcast from the introduction to the most recent episode, and then she started over again to do it a second time. I was amazed and impressed by the commitment that she took, and she was so excited to start her business. She went and signed up for the Elite membership, and she's ready to roll, and she just had some questions. Now, from the beginning, I believe that Carrie had an extreme advantage over some others that are just beginning. First of all, she wants to niche and clean only martial arts dojos or schools. That's a super niche, and she's already doing one. And the other superpower is that she has Ken Hoops, who is an amazing giver and is well-respected in the community, and he knows lots of other owners of martial arts schools. And as long as Carrie continues to make a good impression with Ken, she has introductions to other schools. So she has a huge advantage. But she's an overthinker, a classic overthinker. And instead of taking action, she was building her business in her mind. That's what we do. We overthink and confuse real action with overthinking action. Because that's not action, that's inaction. Thinking is an action. It's thinking. Makes sense? You don't like this episode, I can tell, if you're an overthinker. Okay, back to Carrie. She was already cleaning for Ken, but she was stifled on how to grow her business. And that's where I come in as her new coach. I laid out a super simple strategy to break through the overthinking. In other words, I stopped her from making the simple complex and helped her to see how the complex could be simple. And here was my advice. And I believe this advice is viable advice for many of you listening to this podcast episode. Number one, here's what I told Carrie. Carrie, do an amazing job for Ken and make him so thankful he selected you to clean his martial arts school. That's it. Just do a great job. Number two, ask Ken for permission to take before and after pictures of the work you do. Put these pictures on your free Facebook business page and your Google My Business listing. Number three, Carrie, continue impressing Ken. Show him the pictures. Get feedback on the work. Make sure he's still super happy. Make changes if he's not. Then when you know he's really super happy, ask him for a recommendation letter and some introductions to a few other school owners in the area. Get the recommendation letter text in a Google and Facebook review for your online profiles with Ken's help. He can submit those reviews for you. Number four, connect with these school owners. They will not be cold calls, and you shouldn't have to ever do a cold call because they'll know and think highly of Ken Hoops. Trust me, as I said before, if you knew Ken Hoops, you would love him too. Side note, commercial. If you live in the Minneapolis, St. Paul, Chanhassen area, and you're looking for a quality martial arts school, this one is amazing. I've linked his webpage on the show notes. And he also offers virtual classes. So if you want to train up your kids in confidence, he's got a great program and instructors for that. Commercial over. So I said to Carrie, this is still number four. Let these school owners know you currently clean for Ken Hoops. And then link them to your recommendation letter from Ken Hoops. And also give them your online profiles so they can see those before and afters. And maybe you've even collected some other reviews from people you've cleaned for. Number five, and the last step, Carrie, start a mailing list, a newsletter. It could be every month, twice a month. And you can place these martial arts school owners on that list. And you can send them updates from you and how your business is doing with practical gym cleaning tips every single newsletter. This will keep you top of mind. And from this list of five things to do, I said, Carrie, I assure you, you will get business with this strategy. Stop overthinking it, take action, and do these things. Here's what she said to me. I feel like you just took a weight that I've been carrying. I've been trying to figure this out, and you just made everything so simple. I am excited. I could feel her energy returning. She was passionate, she was excited, and she was ready to go. And that's the problem with overthinking. It steals your energy because you make everything so stinking hard. But when you just make it simple, you get energy. And you take action, you get energy. It fuels each other. After I did that, I asked her a follow-up question. I said, Carrie, how much money do you need to quit your overnight job? Because I knew that was one of her goals. And so she told me the number, and I'm not going to divulge that here, but here's what I did from there. I took that number, and I showed her how just two new martial arts schools would literally replace her overnight part-time job income so she could quit the job and be a full-time solo cleaner / martial arts instructor and mom. Carrie was so pumped up, so excited, and she saw the path. She saw how simple my five steps were, and she saw the goal out in front of her that she could replace this job that she hates, working night shift, and she could be cleaning gyms, which she loves, for less time. She could make triple in her solo cleaning business as she will in her overnight job. This even fired her up more. So my question to you, solo cleaning school, do you relate to this advice? If so, you can take action in a few ways. First, you can listen to this and apply what you've learned and change. Two, if you want specific coaching from me, you can certainly get a free call scheduled with me. I do offer one slot per week to people that are listening to my podcast as an appreciation and a way for me to get to know you in the audience. And you can ask me those questions. And number three, join up in the Solo Cleaning School Elite membership for $50 a month, just like Carrie did. And you'll have access to the same thing she does, which is coaching by me, which is in the form of every other week, Facebook Live Q&As, and there's also a community and also training for my ISO model for how to get an optimized solo cleaning business. It's all in there. So with that, I hope to see you in the Solo Cleaning School. I hope to be able to talk to you on a future date. And I hope that you really let this message sink in. Stop being an overthinker. And I want you to come to the next Overthinkers Anonymous meeting and say, I am no longer an overthinker. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Solo Cleaning School. Class is dismissed.